Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The DH, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The DH, Darryl Porter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Bell. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Money moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields the ball and throws to Bonson covering. Safe. Money scores. Scott moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. Briggs moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Joe La Hewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Hewitt is 0-for-1 in the game. La Hewitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell fires to first and has Allen trapped. There's the throw to Garcia who tags Allen for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez moves to third. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Porter bunts towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to second. Two outs. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHewitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briggs scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox won. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Bonson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garcia scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money bunts towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cy Acosta now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaHewitt strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Garcia strikes out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Money reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Money moves to third. It's 6-1, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Money tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.